From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Russia says it wasn't waiting for Kiev anymore. Today, an aid convoy of more than 90 trucks carrying supplies has crossed the border, and it's now headed toward Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson has more from eastern Ukraine.
The convoy, obviously the Ukrainians have been very concerned that the Russians were going to use this as a ruse to bring in weapons and other supplies for the rebels. And that's something that Russia has denied, but both Western officials and officials in Kiev dispute that. They believe that there is some indication that that is going on. What the Red Cross has said is that there are humanitarian goods in the trucks that they've looked at, generators, blankets, water, foodstuffs, and these are the things that are now apparently in the trucks that are supposedly moving in the direction of Luhansk.
NPR Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reporting. Officials in eastern Iraq say 68 worshippers were killed, 39 wounded, when Shiite militiamen opened fire in a Sunni mosque in Diyala province. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Erbil on the latest sectarian bloodshed to shake Iraq.
Even as Iraq's leading Shiite cleric, Ali Sistani, was again calling on Iraqis to band together against Sunni extremists, an official in Diyala province says Shiite militiamen committed what he called a massacre at a Sunni mosque. The official, former provincial council member Ismail al-Jabouri, tells NPR that there was chaos outside the mosque as the gunmen refused to let families take their wounded to a hospital. The bloodshed further complicates efforts to set aside Iraq's factional divisions in order to fight the threat posed by the self-described Islamic State, whose fighters still control much of western and northern Iraq. Sunni tribesmen are seen as unlikely to rise up against the Islamic State, while Shiite militias continue to rampage against them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Erbil.
California is going to appeal a recent court ruling that struck down the state's death penalty. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the state's attorney general says the ruling is flawed.
Federal Judge Cormac Carney's ruling noted that since California reinstated the death penalty in 1978, more than 900 people had been sentenced to death, but only 13 had actually been executed. And he found that which inmate is ultimately put to death is based on arbitrary bureaucratic factors rather than the crime committed or the date of sentence. He described the punishment as life in prison with the remote possibility of death. In a written statement, California Attorney General Kamala Harris called the ruling flawed and said it is not supported by the law and it undermines important protections that our courts provide to defendants. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Wall Street is trading in lower territory right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1 at 17,043. The NASDAQ is down 2 points at 4530, and the S&P 500 is down 1. This is NPR News. A day after Israel killed three top senior Hamas leaders, Hamas says it killed more than a dozen people thought to be Israeli informants. Seven were killed today near a mosque in Gaza City. Earlier, 11 people were killed by firing squad at Gaza City's police headquarters. Investors will be looking for any clear hints of when the Fed will start raising interest rates as Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen addresses the annual Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That's getting started at this hour. Her remarks will focus on the labor markets. A new study suggests states in the western U.S. have lost 63 trillion gallons of groundwater in the ongoing drought. NPR's Nathan Rott says the most severe losses west of the Rockies are in California.
The water losses in the western U.S. are so significant that they're actually causing the ground to rise. Researchers from UC San Diego Scripps Institution of Oceanography and the U.S. Geological Survey say GPS data shows that the drought is causing what they call uplift. They describe it in the journal Science by comparing the ground to a loaded spring. Groundwater, they say, is heavy and pushes the Earth's upper crust down. Without it, land rises. Their sensors show that the West rose almost 0.2 inches on average. California's mountains rose more than 0.5 inches. 97% of the state is still in severe drought. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Missouri's governor says there's been progress in Ferguson. Jay Nixon says last night was the third night of relatively peaceful protests since unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by police. He has now told the National Guard to pull out of the St. Louis suburb. The Dow is down 4 points right now. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.